Children and the coronavirus. Dr. Elizabeth Murray from the American Academy of Pediatrics at CNN Raven. Elderly, we know, have really been targeted by this, but children, for the large part, they've been okay. Is that accurate, Dr. Murray?
It seems to be. I mean, the children don't seem to be getting nearly as sick, but the important point is we have every reason to believe that they still can get it and transmit the germ, just like other germs. So we really actually can call on our children to feel very empowered that they could be very, very helpful in this situation by doing a really good job by washing hands and covering their cough and not touching their face. They can really, really, really help to decrease the spread.
I've been trying to negate the amount of times that I go up and I steal kids' sippy cups, Anna. Mm-hmm. And then take a swig of whatever it is that they're sucking on. I mean, I don't know. They could be super carriers.
I'm hoping they're not going to create a whole other new germ. We've got enough new germs. Younger children, especially school-age children, they want to follow the rules. So this is time to kind of change the fear into an empowerment.
I have a 16-month and an 11-year-old. But the 16-month, I just can't help but kiss her cheeks. At this point, if you have it, aren't you already transmitting it to the children? Like, is there a reason to have that much social distancing within your house between you and your family?
No, and I think you're right. I think that, I mean, if you have obviously a high-risk person in your family, and certainly you're going to want to be taking extra precautions. But you're right. I mean, if you've all been together all along, it's already there. I mean, so we certainly don't want to be doing things to make our youngest children who don't understand what's going on, we don't want to make them more fearful because all of a sudden mom and dad are not hugging me and loving me.
Right.
We want to make sure that they still feel safe and comforted, and that is certainly fine. But I think that maybe a few weeks ago you weren't worrying so much about teaching them to cover their cough. Even these little ones, we can start that habit and start that practice now.
Dr. Elizabeth Murray from the American Academy of Pediatrics with us.
Yeah, we had a question on our Facebook page, which I actually thought was a really good one. My daughter had her 11-year checkup. It was supposed to be this past Monday. I ended up canceling it because I was like, why am I going to bring her out if she's healthy? Because now I'm just exposing her to the world when I don't really need to. But if you have a newborn and you have to be going to these doctor's appointments, should you be concerned about taking your small children out?
Well, all the doctor's offices are thinking long and hard about this and trying to decide, you know, what counts as an essential visit or not. And I think for the younger children who are frequently requiring vaccinations, it's kind of thought of this is an essential visit because we want to make sure that they're still protected against all of the other things they need to be protected against. And so offices are coming up with plans, whether it be separate entrances or dividing up the entire office to a sick side and a well side instead of just maybe having separate waiting rooms. So, you know, have these conversations with your pediatricians and family docs. There are still definitely safe ways to go about doing this. Making sure you have that really important routine health care is going to be critical. We would hate to see a little baby, you know, falling behind on their growth or having some other thing going on that was missed because they weren't getting their routine care. There are going to be definitely times where it is fully appropriate to go ahead and maintain those appointments.
Dr. Elizabeth Murray, any last tips for parents, especially as they're home struggling with homeschooling, and any last tips?
Yeah, so important information coming out of our poison center is actually the call for accidental ingestion of hand sanitizers in kids under 6 have gone way up recently. So it actually is poison prevention month as well. So just an important reminder, you know, we have lots of cleaning supplies out, a lot more hand gel out now, but we need to make sure that we're keeping those things out of reach for little hands because we don't want there to be accidental exposures going on while we're doing our best to keep everybody nice and healthy.
Dr. Elizabeth Murray, the American Association of Pediatrics spokesperson, thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Take care. Be safe.